Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith, and this is Smith Sabatino, heard on America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network. Roland?
Yes.
I have an observation from the middle of the crowd, and this is for, it's simple, it's direct, and it says simply, take care of yourself. And what I mean by that, I've noted a lot of late, many of my friends who are now starting after many years of debauchery, learning how to take care of themselves. And taking care of yourself is not just in the exercise, an exercise we need for cardio, as they say, but we also need to be able to eat better. We also need to be able to take care of our health, sleep a little bit more than I ever have in my life. Try to, as we get older, and this is for our young people as well. I have an 8-year-old, as you know, that taking care of ourselves is our own personal task. It is not something that is just for the general public. It is a personal matter for you. And the only person that can do that is you. And what I've learned a lot is that though people may do something right. I have one fellow, a neighbor down the street. He runs 5 miles a day, but he eats horribly. Fast food and gosh knows what, and probably drinks a bit too much. And he doesn't take care of himself the way he should completely. It is a total picture. It's not just a separate picture. And I learned this the hard way. I am Peck's original bad boy. Drank too much, ate too much, did all the things I shouldn't have done over the course of my career. Did not sleep well enough, did not take care of myself well enough, and I'm suffering for it to this day.
I would imagine, just of my knowledge of young people today,
yes,
many of them follow the same methodology that you did growing up, and I didn't drink too much. I didn't, I was perfect.
Yeah, perfect is your name, and it works perfectly for you.
Flawless also comes to
flawless
mind.
Flawless work right across the board.
You know what I'm saying.
I can say, honestly, I wasn't.
I think that there are youngsters out there today, particularly in the early college years, are doing the same thing that you did.
I'm kind of hoping that they don't, and I'll tell you why. Because it really does catch up with you. And many of them, thank goodness, I'm the only one in my family, true story, the only one in my family who never smoked. The only one. And I buried out all of them. And all related to smoking. All my aunts, my uncles, all related to smoking. My brothers and sisters, my brother and sister have stopped, thank goodness. My other sister never smoked, but she's mentally challenged. However, I never smoked. That's the only good thing I've ever done. I mean, I've gotten better at taking care of myself, taking my vitamins, watch what I eat, and so on. Not too much, not too little. I do enjoy my wine, as you know, and I enjoy it well. But I'm watching what I do more now than I ever have before. Maybe because I'm older. But if young people, and I've noticed some young people are getting into this, they're not overdoing it with the exercise. They're not overdoing it with the homeopathic foods and also the kind of the nature stuff. They are just watching what they do. They're having fun, but they're not overdoing it as much.
Well, unfortunately, I smoked for many years. Started in college and continued for about 20 years. Before I had the good sense to give it up. And, and I'm glad that I did, because yes. Had I not done so, I don't think I would be sitting here with you today.
And that's the sad thing about it. There are many good people that I've lost because of it.
Yeah.
And because all they wanted to do was smoke, and it's a habit. You just simply, I've lost the battle 6 times in my family's life.
It's a very addictive. Nicotine is far more addictive than some other drugs, although, you can't compare it to heroin or to some of the other stuff. But
socially acceptable is the word.
Yeah,
and drinking,
unfortunately,
drinking falls into the same category. But for those, very quickly, as we run out of time in this segment, take care of yourself. Carl Sabatino's observations from the middle of the crowd. Watch what you eat. Watch what you drink. Get some exercise.
And don't do what Carl did.
Please. Smith Sabatino, we're back.
America, weekend, weekend.
Welcome to America.
American Biker Minute. Bikers want cheaper motorcycle insurance, not cheaper motorcycles. How tall your premium will be depends on what you do to access the better premium price. Lower your insurance premium.
Hell yeah!
Today on American Biker Minute, brought to you by this network. $24.99 a month for a year with free installation, free HD for life, and free HD video recorder. Order now and get a free premium channel for 3 months. 800-241-9495. Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. To obtain less expensive yet decent motorcycle insurance, the biker is not totally without options. Those with heavy throttle hands will pay dearly for the regular meet and greet with a man. It pays money to take an approved motorcycle riding course. The money you spend will be made up in premium reduction. Group members of various organizations frequently get a better rate. Installed anti-theft devices are beneficial to the biker's wallet. Do one, do them all, but do something about expensive motorcycle insurance premiums. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Do you have too much to do and not enough time to do it? How can you get it all done? Blogger Jim Connolly says, stop reacting to the unimportant stuff.
For instance, you can start the day by checking your email and reacting to what you find, or you can start your day by listing what's most important and work on that before you open your email.
You can react every time your phone alerts you to a text message, or you can finish your work and then read any messages you've received.
You can react every time you see a social networking notification, or you can wait until you take a break and use that time to check your notifications.
Get more done by focusing first on what's most important. It leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com. Are you an inventor? If you have an invention or idea you want to patent and bring to market, call InventHelp now. They have all the information you need for free. Call 1-800-419-3996. That's 800-419-3996.